Her relationship with her father remained tumultuous throughout her college years. When she would come home, fights over small things, what was being served for dinner, whether she was paying enough attention to her half-siblings would blow up, and they would not speak to each other for weeks and sometimes months. The arguments occasionally got so bad that Jobs would stop supporting her, and she would borrow money from Andy Hertzfeld or others. Hertzfeld at one point lent Lisa $20,000 when she thought that her father was not going to pay her tuition. "He was mad at me for making the loan," Hertzfeld recalled, "but he called early the next morning and had his accountant wire me the money." Jobs did not go to Lisa's Harvard graduation in 2000. "She didn't even invite me," he says. There were, however, some nice times during those years, including one summer when Lisa came back home and performed at a benefit concert for the Electronic Frontier Foundation, an advocacy group that supports access to technology. The concert took place at the Fillmore Auditorium in San Francisco, which had been made famous by the Grateful Dead, Jefferson Airplane, and Jimi Hendrix. She sang Tracy Chapman's anthem, "Talking About a Revolution." "Poor people are gonna rise up and get their share," as her father stood in the back, cradling his one-year-old daughter, Erin.